A Battle of Brains. Written by Barbara Cartland. Narrated by Anthony Wren. Chapter 1, 1889. Yolanda laid the flowers on her mother's grave and said a prayer as she did so. She found it hard to believe that she would never see her mother she adored. She had already cried herself to sleep every night since she learned of her death. It seemed that she had no more tears to shed. It had happened so suddenly, so unexpectedly, that even now it was difficult to believe. She still expected her mother to be waiting for her. She would be holding out her arms, as she always did, when they had been away from each other. Yolanda had been a pupil at a convent school just outside Paris. 4 days ago, the Mother Superior had sent for her, and she had gone slowly to her office, wondering what she had done wrong. She never dreamt it could be a message from home. The Mother Superior had broken the dreadful news to her gently, but at the same time it was such a shock that for a moment the news was impossible to believe. Yolanda felt as if the ground had been pulled from under her. They had been through so much together since her father died, and she had believed for a long time that the only safe and secure rock in her life was her mother. Now she was dead too, and Yolanda knew that she was alone. It was only after a very long silence that the Mother Superior said, "Your stepfather, Yolanda, has asked you to return home at once, which I feel certain you will wish to do. You will unfortunately be too late to attend your mother's funeral, but he wants you to be with him." Yolanda had given a little shiver. She never wished to be with her stepfather, and she could not understand why he wanted her now. Equally, if he ordered her to return, there was really nothing she could do about it. She had had plenty of time to ponder her situation on the long journey home, accompanied by an ancient nun who had been instructed to chaperone her. For hours Yolanda was silent, looking back into the past and seeing everything in a different way. Her dearest father, the Earl of Longwood, had been the most handsome, charming, and delightful man anyone could possibly meet. Wherever they were, and whatever was happening, they always seemed to be laughing. Yolanda believed no one could have been happier than she had been, with two such wonderful parents. It was only as she grew up that she understood. The many difficulties, frustrations, and moments of despair in her parents' lives became clearer. Her father, after inheriting the earldom, was given a dreadful shock. Except for the title that had been in the family for several centuries, he received nothing else from his father. The fifth earl had spent considerably more than his income, and he had sold everything that was saleable. The London house had gone first, and then all the land in the country that had not been entailed, such as the house and its contents. It was heartbreaking for the new earl. His father had left a considerable number of debts too, which more or less equaled his own, and, as far as he could see, there was no chance of meeting them. He was therefore forced to let out the family house and estate, which brought him in a little money. He, his wife, and daughter had then moved into the dower house. Yolanda did not know exactly when her father took up gambling, but she could understand, now she was older, that it was a desperate effort to win back something after all he had lost. She suspected that some of the possessions in the house that he had dared not sell went to the pawnbroker.